Charlie had signed all the official papers to make the farm mine. Really, and legally mine. Joshua Chadwick Jones, the papers read, clear as could be. The full impact had yet to hit me, but I was excited. Really excited. I mean, what other fella my age had a farm his own, title clear and paid for? I sobered down a bit. It was a big responsibility, 'cause I was the one who had to make the farm bring forth now. Had to support Grandpa and Uncle Charlie and myself and Mary, our housekeeper, and even Matilda, our boarder, though she did pay us some board and room. I was the one who had to make the right decisions about which crops to plant and which field to plant them in, which livestock to sell and which ones to keep, and where to find the particular animal that would help build up the herd. I would need to keep up the fences, repaint the buildings, work the garden, keep the machinery in working order, watch out for weeds, put up the hay for winter feeding. The list went on and on, but that didn't dim my spirits. It was a beautiful morning. I was a full-grown man with a place of my own. I lengthened my stride. I'd been dawdling somewhat while I looked all around. The fields, the tree line, the wooded area where the creek passed through, the pasture land, and then the fields of the Turleys, Smiths, Sanders, the faraway hill that marked another Smith.